Good morning. Spain's daily death toll from the coronavirus fell below 100 for the first time in 2 months, so the health ministry said yesterday, as some parts of the country head for further loosening of lockdown measures. Total deaths from the virus rose by 87 to 26,650, whilst the number of confirmed cases edged up to 231,350. Health Emergency Chief Fernando Simón cautioned that the low daily death tally could be due to delays in reporting at the weekends. Meanwhile, authorities are considering extending the mandatory use of face masks on public transport to cover all public spaces. The provinces of Malaga and Granada will move into phase one of the de-escalation process today. The two areas now join the other six Andalusian provinces which moved into phase one last week. The decision was announced on Friday afternoon after a new report submitted by the regional government concerning the two provinces' eligibility to move into the new phase was studied by the health ministry. Phase one means that people will be able to see their friends and families, have a drink outside a bar or visit local shops. Places of worship will also be able to reopen, but only with a third of their total capacity. Movement around the entire province will also be permitted. Hotels and self-catering tourist accommodation may also open, but not their communal areas and facilities. A 47-year-old man from Mijas has been arrested for smuggling after 26,000 packets of cigarettes were found in his van during a police control. The Guardia Civil stopped the man in Arin de la Torre after his van appeared to have an excess load. Inside the vehicle, they found numerous cardboard boxes containing the packs of different cigarette brands, without the driver being able to provide the legal origin of the goods. The cigarettes were confiscated. And the Coast Guard rescued 49 African migrants from a dinghy drifting a few miles off the coast of Gran Canaria yesterday. A fisherman spotted the dinghy and alerted the Coast Guard, and the boat was taken to port. All of the people found on board were male, and 35 were believed to be under 18. As they stepped ashore, Red Cross staff wearing masks, gloves and goggles took the migrants' temperature before wrapping them in blankets and ushering them in tents near to the harbour. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.